Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I don't even think we're prepared to do this, but we're going to do it anyway. Let's just start it and see where it goes. Kind of like yesterday and the day before. Mm-hmm. It's the 15-minute morning show podcast. There's Froggy and there's Scotty B and there's Danielle and Scary and Gandhi. And Straight Nate and Brody and Garrett's not at his...
Garrett! Where's Garrett?
It's okay. We're just looking at his camera for now. Wow, what a day. I don't even... Did today's show actually happen?
It is happening.
Yeah. Something happened today. Yeah, I don't know what.
Today's one of those days you just don't plan for. It just unfolds and unpacks minute by minute. It started with... the couple having sex at the hotel across the street that we all got to watch all morning. We didn't know that was going to happen when we walked in this morning, but it happened.
Well, thank you, Scary.
You know, that's all.
Well, here's the thing, and Danielle and Froggy will vouch for me. We'll be sitting here in this Zoom room with everyone. All of a sudden, stop it. Are you kidding me? And they all get up and run to the other room. We're like, wait, hello?
Well, that's like, remember the time Greg T pooped on the floor and you were the only one not there? And we're all like, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. And you kept saying, what? What happened?
Everyone ran out of the studio.
Right.
It was just me and my open mic and a pile of human excrement on the floor.
But I will say, in our defense, this is the most visual and graphic thing. Like, the most... I don't even really know how to describe it.
The longest? Many turns.
But you guys said that they figured out you were watching, and so you think that they continued because they were putting on the show, right?
Well, Gandhi has some sort of hypothesis about this. What is that?
Well, I mean, he for sure saw us because he looked us in the eye. I mean, he saw Diamond and I immediately from the beginning because both of us did the and ducked behind a wall. Like, for some reason, that,
that didn't look obvious.
But the amount of time he spent doing what he was doing was just absurd.
Yeah, and I don't know that he was really doing that the whole time. I'm not convinced. I think there was
a lot. He was down there. I mean,
what was he doing down there?
I think he was
down there.
Yeah.
Yodeling. Sleeping.
He wasn't he wasn't actively doing what he was doing
the whole time.
The whole time.
I don't know. There were toes curled the entire time.
Right.
I think you were acting. I honestly think they were acting towards the end.
I agree with that.
No way.
Once they found out that we were watching, they leaned into it and they said, "We're just going to put on a show for these idiots."
It was a show.
But here's what you have to keep in mind: it's 100% humidity in New York City right now.
Ugh.
It's hot. God. It's sticky. They're out there. I mean, you know they smell.
Yeah.
What I told Gandhi and what I told Gandhi and Danielle: there's not enough pert in the world to make that guy's beard smell better. I mean,
pert.
It's pert plus.
He had this like big scruffy beard, and then he was doing what he was doing for at least an hour, right? If not longer.
Yeah.
You know that poor woman was numb or just asleep at some point. Because we were like, enough, dude. We're like knocking on the window, like, stop it now. Move on to the next thing.
I mean,
we're bored.
She wouldn't even feel a jackhammer at that point.
Exactly.
The jackhammer came at the end. We saw that as he was waving goodbye to us.
By the way, was his penis, it didn't look that big.
Couldn't tell because of the massive bush surrounding it.
There was a lot of hair. Massive.
Yeah, you got to trim. Sometimes have to trim the bushes around the tree. The tree looks bigger.
We jumped to a lot of conclusions throughout the morning.
Which conclusions did you jump?
Well, they're European. And then Elvis, you made a comment that you said, well, maybe he's not completely straight.
But if he's European, you can't tell the difference.
Okay, he was doing something that was driving me insane, and I kept pointing it out to everyone. He was arching his back, like a serious arch, like a cat, the whole time. I don't know if he thought it was sexy or what it was, but it was very unattractive to me. Anyone else notice the arch back after? I was like, look at this.
Yeah. I didn't see it in the pictures you sent.
Fine. I have a video. It's fine.
I can't hear Garrett. Can you turn him on, Garrett?
Got it. He's back.
Well, that's awkward. So I liked him with his hair down. He had his hair up for most of the day.
He had quite the man bun.
And then at the end, he came out looking like Jesus, you know, with everything hanging.
Did his like long hair make you miss what you were growing out?
Yeah.
Nate could never do that, what he did.
Yeah.
His hair was gross, though.
So, Brody, you weren't here, but we're trying to do a show all morning, and they keep running to the other room to look at this nasty, stinky couple.
Yeah.
And it was impossible to get anything to organize.
Well, here's... it's so hard to explain.
Yes, executive producer. Go ahead.
No. So the times before, like Lou Pearlman with the two guys in the one room, and you could kind of see what was happening, and you would get glimpses. This was a full-on show. I mean, we had front-row seats.
But we had another full-on show over here that you weren't producing.
Has this ever happened? You guys have been in this building for how long?
You neglected your duties. I think everyone should take a vacation day that was in that room today. I think we're going to charge you a vacation day. What, Brody?
Elvis, I feel like I was there, especially when Skiri ran on the air and said, "Her legs are in the air!" He painted the picture for me. I felt like I knew what was going on. Thank you, Skiri.
The very first thing Skiri yelled out this morning was, "Oh my God, full on titties!" The first thing
that was not on the air.
No, it was not. But that was in the room. You started screaming.
It cleared the studio, and everyone ran to go see her.
By the way, Danielle, you thought it was bad when he pushed you out of the way when the station was off the air.
Yes.
I got shoved into the wall so hard, I think you can see my impression.
I burst it through the wall like a Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
You can see your face planted in the wall like the Shroud of Turin.
As most of the morning went on, though, everybody was at the window looking. Skiri, though, went the opposite way and crouched behind the window.
On his knees.
On his knees. Right, with this smile that would put you in a very awkward, like, oh. He had this smirk on, like a kid on Christmas morning as he was watching, like, through this.
It was very Peeping Tommy. Our engineer was even like, yep, Skiri's the guy. Skiri's the guy that does the weird stuff. Because all of us went one way, like, completely open and honest about what we're doing. Skiri's crouched down like some type of bush creature.
Truth be told, I didn't want to leave the studio. I wanted to be in earshot of Elvis because in case he needed something. That's all.
You wouldn't have heard him anyway if he asked for something. You were so enthralled.
Do you guys remember when we had the giant Entenmann's boxes that you could put a person in?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Was it Scotty?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so we had these giant cardboard boxes that looked like Entenmann's cake boxes. Scotty cut eye holes in them and put them up against the window so he could stare through the eye holes and people wouldn't know he was in the box.
That's not creepy.
I would totally notice a cookie box with two eye holes.
What are you talking about? Did you see
that cookie box? Its eyes move.
Cookies.
Oh, God. Anyway, so that's what happened on our show today. So if you were listening and trying to, like, make it make sense, it didn't because we just weren't paying attention. Well, they weren't.
Right. And a lot of people have been asking if I'll post the video. I'm not posting the video.
No.
One, because it's going to get me banned from Instagram. But two, I felt like they were kind of good sports about realizing we were up here and giving us a show. And I don't really want to violate their privacy. Yeah. Is it privacy?
You have no privacy when you go out on the balcony like that.
And
I vote you do not put
no.
the
no.
I'm sure there's some surveillance camera somewhere that caught it anyway, so it's somewhere.
Yeah, me.
You know something crazy? Once they knew we knew, it was over for me. I lost interest.
Oh,
the voyeurism
was gone. Oh, God. Another level of creepy.
Okay, remember the movie film, the Jimmy Stewart film, Rear Window?
Yes.
Where he would have binoculars and he would look into all these windows across the way.
Yes.
And each one was a different movie going on. And he witnesses a murder and all this other stuff, right? That is it's a voyeuristic nature, and it actually speaks to the voyeuristic within, all of us. So about humanity being this way.
Yeah, but you were just like, once they consented, I was out.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Wasn't Jimmy Stewart handicapped in a wheelchair and he had nothing in his life to do?
Raymond Burr came over to...
Dude, you ran to the window. Jimmy Stewart couldn't run to the window.
He rolled to the window.
He was in a wheelchair.
But the idea, the concept of voyeurism was born in that. I took a film critic class, and this is one of those films.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I swear to God. This
he took a film critic class.
I think he was in that wheelchair because he had an accident.
He
I don't
did.
Think
he was a photographer, and there was an accident. He couldn't,
Right, but at the time, he couldn't do much.
But the point is, we all have that inside of us, that idea of voyeuristic on any level.
Well, we've had this conversation before. When I lived in the city, there would be people banging next door, and I would pull out binoculars, turn the lights off, sit in the back of the room, and
it's like free
Gandhi.
Porn.
Gandhi said she agreed with me. She would do the same thing.
I actually do want to get a pair of binoculars because where I live, Scary, you know where I live.
Oh yeah,
I have a great view of like every building in New York City and all the buildings around me.
She's got 50 movies on it.
Keep in mind though.
Yeah.
For every one of you that have binoculars, they're looking back at you.
Fine.
Right. That's actually what I want to find out. I want to see who else is creeping me, if anyone's creeping me, whilst I creep them. I think this will be a fascinating experiment.
Scary. Yeah. In Rear Window, didn't the killers come after him?
Yes.
I think so,
He saw the murder?
Spoiler.
Right?
Lars Thorwald, yeah.
Spoiler from 70 years ago.
Spoiler alert. Yes. There is.
I wish you guys had been here. I was like, man, Elvis and Danielle would have loved this.
We had to do a show, and I'm glad we weren't there. Otherwise, we would not have had a show. And by the way, Scary says he gave up once they realized he was watching. He did not. You were at the window the whole time, after they knew you were watching.
You look like Where's Waldo, or that little guy with the big nose. What is that guy's name? Who's like got his nose out?
That Kilroy or whatever.
He was Kermit the Frog eating popcorn. I mean, that's what he was.
Ew.
Well, anyway, so that's what we did today. What did you do today?
Right?
We're going to be at Jenkinson's at Point Pleasant Beach down the Jersey Shore tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to be safe and keep each other out of harm's way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
I love
that.
When he says that, he really points to Scary with that question.
I did not. Not at all.
Right? Scary.
I like how you finish it with right. Anytime you finish a sentence with right, there's always you're talking to somebody who's not on board.
Right.
No, I'm sure we're all on board for
like we're all going to go in here and behave, kids, right?
Right.
Yeah, we're all going to behave.
So how many people are joining Straight Nate at Red Lobster for dinner tonight down the shore?
Me.
One. I wish I could. It's my favorite.
Just the three of us?
Yeah.
And our friend Danielle DeLillo was like, I'll be down there tonight, too.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to be invited
to dinner.
Like,
give me some of those fucking biscuits.
I wish I could be there.
I want to go too, but I have so much packing to do since I'm leaving for Hershey.
You know what I'll do for you guys? I'll bring my backpack and I'll steal a bunch of the all-you-can-eat Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yes,
I'll put them in my backpack.
For breakfast tomorrow.
Breakfast tomorrow, guys.
Yes, thank you.
All right,
I got
bring
you.
Me some fried shrimp while you're at it.
Okay.
Don't
fried
put shrimp that in your backpack.
Biscuits.
That'd be nice. All right, well, there you go. We talked about looking at dirty people doing each other.
And sex and biscuits.
Sex and biscuits?
Ooh,
how much time we have left?
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I think we're probably done.
I think we're done.
Wait,
are we done?
Yeah, we're pretty much done.
I think we've gone over this week, so we're kind of owed time anyway.
No, we're good. Well, anyway, so we'll see you tomorrow at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant Beach. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.